AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The new Democratic presidential ticket has less than 100 days to make themselves better known to voters. Kamala Harris and her new running mate rallied today in Wisconsin and Michigan after Governor Tim Walz was unveiled as her choice.
The next Vice President of the United States, Tim Walz!
The former teacher, coach, military veteran, and congressman says he's ready for the intense sprint to Election Day.
So we got 91 days. My God, that's easy. We'll sleep when we're dead.
Harris hopes Walz will help her shore up her campaign standing across the upper Midwest. I'm Norman Hall.
Street flooding in Charleston, South Carolina. Water rescues were needed, but Tropical Storm Debbie's moving so slowly, it's just dumping more and more rain. Richard Pasch at the National Hurricane Center.
The big threat from Debbie is going to be very heavy rains. We could have rainfall totals up to 25 inches in parts of the Carolina, South Carolina, and that's going to really cause a flood problem in that area.
The storm created thousands of flight cancellations and delays all the way up into the New York metro region. The U.S. military may have more insight into a crash that killed 8 service members, our Lisa Dwyer reports.
Documents obtained by the Associated Press show that a gear crack that led to the fatal crash of a V-22 Osprey last year may have been started by weak spots in a metal used to manufacture that part. The crash off the coast of Japan killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members.
An American runner grabs the gold in the 1500 meter. Our Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
American Cole Hawker pulled off the upset of the Olympics 1500 meters. Hawker won the race in an Olympic record 3 minutes 27.65 seconds.
This is AP News. In a year of extreme heat waves, most Americans say they've been personally affected.
7 in 10 people in the U.S. who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say that in the last year, extreme heat has had an impact on their electricity bills, and most have seen at least a minor impact on their outdoor activities. 7 in 10 respondents who experienced some type of severe weather event or weather disaster in the last 5 years say they believe climate change was a contributing factor. 3 in 10 believe climate change was not a factor. Donna Water, Washington.
A utility company in Maine says it wants to be an ally with police when it comes to cracking down on illegal marijuana growing operations. Law enforcement officials say that a spike in electricity usage is a sign of a sophisticated grow farm. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.